Start your business for the freedom of time. Now you're tired of the hustle and grind. There's gotta be a better way. It's time to listen to Chill and Prosper. Welcome to Chill and Prosper. You're ready to chill and prosper with Denise Duffield Thomas.
Hey, 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 it's Denise here. Welcome to Chill and Prosper. Today we're talking about some of the lessons and money mindset lessons and business marketing, all those things lessons from some of my travels last year. So if you don't know, I took 4 months off last year to go traveling with my family. So that's my husband, my three kids, my mom, my nanny came for half of it as well, and seeing Mark's family. So it was like this really, it was quite an intense trip in lots of ways. 4 months is a long time to spend 24/7 with anybody, like let alone children. Even with help, it was a lot. But we saw some really great things. We went to a lot of countries. We're mostly based in Europe. But there were a couple of little things that happened during the trip that I just had to take notes on because I was trying not to work, but I went, oh my God, I can't wait to talk about this on my podcast. So there will be no particular order, but just little things that I saw and experienced that I think we can all learn from. So first one, Disneyland. Okay, I could talk about Disney forever and ever and ever because I did a whole episode about being the Mickey Mouse in your business. So I want to quickly recap that. Is when you go to Disneyland, everything is about Mickey, right? There's the Mickey ears everywhere. He starts the parades, you know, he ends the parades. Everything is about Mickey Mouse. Even though there are a lot of other characters, it's still built around Mickey. And so when I went to Disney on Ice 1 year, I realized too that my kids didn't know who Mickey Mouse really was, but they knew he was important by the way that they treated him in the show. And they do the same thing at Disney, obviously. But this particular Disney on Ice, they changed the music. A big fanfare came out and everyone turned to look at Mickey Mouse when he came out. And so my kids were like, well, he's obviously important, right? And it was a big moment for me because I realized that in my business at the time, I was starting to be like the mum, where it's like, oh, mum will do it. You know, she's always around. I wasn't special. It wasn't like, oh my God, here's Denise. It was just like, yeah, cool. You know, she's always here. And so it shifted things that I did in my business. I hired a community manager to help me. I stopped trying to answer every single person's question in my money boot camp. So then when I do, people are like, oh, it's Denise. Oh, thank you. And so that was a really big moment for me. But what I really got from Disney this time around is those little special touches that make so much magic. So I was there in November. So they were had dressed everything up for Christmas. So a big Christmas tree, all the things. And like I'm an ex-children's performer, so I just get so into everything. I go straight into performer mode. And the whole time I was there, I was like singing and I was wearing Christmas jumpers and I had like a cloak on with Mickey, like Christmas hats. I was like well into it, right? But I noticed something that was so cool. Every 15 minutes or so on Main Street, they would bring up the lights and they would play Let It Snow. And they had fake snow coming everywhere. And I was just like, oh my freaking, like, I was just like, and I was like, let us know, let us know, let us know. And it was so magical and special. Amazing, right? So then we were there for like 2.5 days. But on the last day, so we saw the parade, we saw the fireworks, and it was pretty early because it's winter. So it was like 9:30 and they're like, okay, you can go now. But I noticed that as we were leaving the park, they were playing Let It Snow again. They had all the fake snow again. And they had Mickey and Minnie standing at the top of the station waving goodbye to people. It makes me like so teared up because it was so touching. I thought, you already have our money. Like we have been here, like we've spent so much money. You have our money. Like we're done. Like, you've given us everything. You've given us this amazing day, this amazing show, the amazing fireworks, and yet you still want us to leave going, oh my freaking God, how magical. And like, you know, when you used to go to like a disco or something, and then they would like just bring up the lights and you'd just be like, oh, gross. And you'd be like, oh, gross. Everything's so yuck. Oh, who am I kissing? And it was just like, the magic is over. Get out. You know, like the pumpkin is like, the coach turned back into a pumpkin. Cinderella is done. But they didn't do that. Right to the last moment, it was magic, even though there's nothing left to buy, right? And it really made me think about how we are sometimes in business, where someone's bought from you and then you're like, okay, the magic's over now. I'm not wooing you anymore. Like, it's done. I have your money. And this is like that after sales service and care is so important. Like, what are you doing on the thank you page when someone buys from you? I went to an event, a conference one time with Fabienne Fredrickson and signed up for her mastermind. And they were like, oh, if you sign up for the mastermind, you know, anyone who signed up goes to this special cocktail party. And then you went in, they were like, congratulations, this is so great. And I remember, oh my God, that's so cool. And then I went home and there was like a package of brownies for me waiting. And like, we're so excited that you joined. It was like, oh my God, that's so cool. And you don't have to do massive things, but like, we send out, you know, handwritten cards to people to say thank you for joining. And people go, oh my God, that's so unexpected. So nice. Thank you. But even on the thank you page, it's like, thank you. You know, we're so excited that you're here. I have a video on mine that's like, you know, from members going, this is such a great decision. You've made a great decision. Well done. Really makes a huge effort. Like, it means something, right? Because then it's like, well, I have your money, so you're not special to me anymore. And how many times have you felt that where someone's like really wooing you and then they don't anymore? And you go, oh. So remember that Let It Snow moment and Mickey and Minnie waving goodbye to people after like the most magical day in the world. They're still there. Like, what? That's amazing. Okay. So that was really cool. Another thing that was so, so freaking cool. So I don't know if you know them. It's a magician duo called Siegfried und Joy. They're German, Siegfried und Joy. And obviously, like, it's a bit of a play on the Siegfried and Roy from Vegas, but they're so, 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 so cute. They're these two guys, and they just, on social media, they do this one silly trick where they play the song Celine Dion's Baby, Baby, Baby. And they have like a piece of gold fabric and they just do this like silly disappearing trick in the street. And I've been following them for a while. So, you know, it started out that no one would know who they were or anything like that. And it's really silly. Like, you can see that they're running away and it's so silly. Go find them on Instagram. They're just joyful. And so I was like, oh yeah, they're cool. And so I started watching their videos with Willow at night. Willow's my 10-year-old. And she was like, oh, they're so cool. They're so cool. And I thought, I wonder when we're in Europe, I wonder if they're going to be there. And guess what? They were in London the same weekend that I was speaking at Susie Ashworth's conference. So I was like, this is a sign. I'm going to make this happen. So I booked it and then I kept on saying to Willow, I was like, oh, look, you know, oh, they're in like, I think they're in the UK, like watching their Instagram. Oh, I think they're in the UK. Oh, I think they're in London. She's like, oh yeah, that's cool. And then I was like, oh my God, if we see them in the street, we totally have to like be part of their magic tricks. And she was like, yeah, okay, cool. And then we didn't tell her and we got there. And it just blows my mind. I've never, ever seen this with performers. Never in my life have I seen this. So it was in a little theatre off Leicester Square in London. So Leicester Square is obviously really big, like, you know, lots of theatres and all this kind of stuff. It's a tiny little off one. And they were standing outside the theatre welcoming people into the theatre. And like, people were lining up just to say hi to them, to getting into the theater. And so Willow's like, oh, cool. And then I was like, you don't seem so super surprised. And she's like, oh yeah, I saw it in Dad's email weeks ago. And I was, oh, okay. But we get there and they're like, hello, welcome to the show. We're so excited you're here. And I said, oh, well, we've been watching you from Australia and, you know, like we just happened to be here. And they were like, there are no accidents. You were meant to be here. And I just, it felt so special to hear that, right? Pure connector energy, super humble. And then it got to like, so we went inside and then they're still in the theater. Like they're just walking in the theater going, hey, what? Oh, this is so exciting. I'm so excited you're here. Oh, it's so wonderful that you're here. What's your name? Where are you from? This is like half an hour before the show, for the whole half an hour that they're doing this. And I was just blown away because I'm like, oh my God, these guys, it's not just a show for them. Like they've really got that love connector energy. I really feel it. And so literally until 5 minutes before they're on stage, these guys were talking to people in the audience, hugging, doing photos, doing selfies, doing all these things. And I was blown away. And I don't know why I'm blown away, because you know what? I do this myself. I'm always there. I'm like, when I go and speak at an event, I'm there like greeting people. I'm there before the show. I'm there before my talk. I'm in the auditorium before my talk because I want to feel like I'm talking to friends. I want to feel like I know people in the audience, so I'm not standing up there a stranger. Oh, it makes me so tearing up to think about it. I've got some more I want to talk on that, but I just need a little quick drink, and I'll see you in a sec after this quick break.
Hi, I'm Jess. I live in Northeast Tennessee in the United States, and I'm a passion project and business strategist. I help people take their creative endeavors and big dreams and bring them into reality. In early 2020, I found Denise and I devoured all three of her books in less than a month, and I recommend her to everyone and anyone I meet. And I felt just so connected as a fellow Virgo that things just need to be broken down into steps. I was deep into the spiritual world as a yoga teacher, but everything was so fluffy, and I really needed practical steps to bring things that I desired, for example, money, into my reality. And the biggest takeaway I had was actually taking the action in alignment with what you desire while still staying open to all the possible ways that could come into your reality.
Okay, welcome back. So we're talking about lessons from travel, right? So Siegfried and Joy. So I'm sitting there and I was just like, I've never seen people do this. And then they do the show and it's such a wonderful, funny, heartfelt show. Like they do silly magic where they pretend, like it's really cute. A lot of audience participation, just a lot of love and kindness. But I've seen that from stage and it's not how people show up in the real world. And you know what? I mean, it was like an hour and a half show. The whole time during the show, they kept on saying, thank you so much for being here. They said, last time we were in London, we were at an even smaller theatre. You know, we had no one here and like, now we're here and this is our dream. And I was thinking, how humble is that? Because it's still like an off, like it wasn't a huge theatre. It was still pretty small. It was really humble to be able to say, this is our dream. We're so happy to be here. And thank you so much for buying tickets. And it was really beautiful. And then at the end, they were like, oh, we've got these posters. You know, you can do a donation if you want, but don't worry about it if you don't want to. And it was just so kind. And then you know what? They got off stage. They were outside within 5 minutes. It's more selfies, more hugs, more photos. Super kind. They were there for an hour. I left after an hour. I think they were still there for hours. And they did one of the little disappearing tricks with all the people, and I'm in one of them. I was like, bucket list. So a couple of lessons that I learned from this. They are showing up every day on social media. One little trick that they do, that's pretty much all they show on their social media. They don't show any of their other magic, and they can do magic. Some of the tricks were amazing. But it was like one simple thing that they get known for, and with heart and kindness and love, and they show other people doing it as well, you know, other kids doing it, other people doing it all around the world. And it's very authentic. And I didn't know that. I mean, the only reason I bought tickets is because I followed them on Instagram. that's it. And they brought me joy every day. And I was like, I want to give back and be at this event. But also, like, the humility and kindness was really real. I could really, really see it in their everything that they did in the show. So I learned a lot from that. It was a very, very touching experience that made me, I don't know, it changed me somehow. I can't even explain it, what it did. And I know that they're going to be super successful. And I was thinking the next time they're in London, like, they're going to be at, I don't know, some huge, huge, huge venue. And they will 100% deserve it. And, you know, I see some people get bitter sometimes and go, oh, why have they got that? Or, you know, people didn't buy tickets for my thing. Or, and I just go, well, are you putting in the work? Are you putting in the work to give joy and give people opportunities to come and experience it for themselves? Yeah, really interesting experience. I'm sure there was some more lessons from that, but it was incredibly touching. And yeah, really cool. Okay, so another lesson. This was not so good and it really annoyed me, and I feel bad for even saying it on my podcast. But so we were going to the UK, so I was like, oh, I want to do some British things. And so I'd heard about this thing called Centre Parks, and it's like, oh, God, how honest am I going to be about this one? So I feel bad. I can't even speak. It's the only time I've written a bad review about stuff. But this is personal preference, and I really want to be clear on this, personal preference. So it's this thing called Centre Parks. They have them all around the UK, and you go, and it's like cycling and, I don't know, tramping around in the freaking rain and activities and restaurants and stuff like that. And so we got a cabin, like an executive, beautiful kind of big cabin with space. And we get there, and it's like this really rigid way of getting in. Like, you had to line up at a particular time, and you can only go from like Monday to Friday, or you can only go for the weekend. And once you're in, you're in. Like, they close the doors, like, you can't get out basically for the whole time. And then everything you need is supposed to be there. So there's like restaurants and gyms and kids centers and all this stuff. And so we're like, oh, our cabin's like 20 minutes walk away from all the restaurants and the swimming pools and stuff. So I was like, well, let's just drive, because there was 5 kids, all under 10. There was like 4 of us adults. And I was like, surely they don't expect you just to tramp in the rain. But here's the thing, British people do quite happily. Or you hire a bike and you like be the Von Trapps, right? So we were like, oh, we'll just drive in. And I was like, oh, there's no way to park at the restaurants. It's because you're supposed to go in there. You're not even supposed to park at your villa. And like, we had a special parking thing, but you're not allowed to drive in Centre Parks. It's supposed to be a place where you just go and like literally live the Von Trapp life and just bicycle around or tramp around in the rain. And so people were just like giving us the dirtiest looks. And like, I was thinking, why are people just glaring at us? And it's because you're not supposed to drive your car in this whole compound. But it's like hundreds and hundreds of villas. And as I said, like 20 minutes walk. So that was the first strike against it. I was like, this is not for me. And again, nothing wrong with that. There's so many people who love the Centre Parks experience, where they go and they're like getting back to nature and they're in their bikes and all that kind of stuff. Cool. Not my thing, I've realized. The other thing too is everything costs little bits of money. So I was like, oh, you want to use the locker? You have to pay for that. They had this really cool thing, like it was like a room, but it was like a blow dryer, air dryer thing. So you came out of the pool and you stood in it, and it like had heat lamps and like being inside a big blow dryer, basically, like a big Dyson. But you had to, you know, you had to pay for that, fair enough. But you had to pay for bloody everything. And it made me realize, when I go on holidays, I want everything to be included. I want things to be easy. And it's just not for me to go somewhere and they go, like, we went and got a massage, and they were like, do you want to go to the spa as well? And we went, yep. And they were like, well, that's an extra $70 per person, or £70. I was like, no. I love going places where things are included. And so this is such a great lesson for me as a business owner too, is how can you make things easy for people and just be like, everything's taken care of. That's my preferred holiday. Yeah, really interesting experience. What was really funny though, we went to there's like this big dome. It has swimming pools and slides and kids' things and all this kind of stuff. And I was in there and my sister-in-law, she was like, oh, I'll go down the rapids and you guys look after the kids. And she came back and she looked like she'd been through a washing machine. And it was like the craziest rapids where some bits of it you were like literally just dumped into this whirlpool with hundreds of other bodies. And then you'd go to this next bit and there'd be no water and you had to scoot along like a dog on your butt. It was just like the weirdest experience of my life. But again, it's just that thing of like, there's nothing right or wrong, but like, what do you want to offer and what do you want to like, what experience you want to offer people, you know? And so for me, it's not my holiday because I like convenience. I like things included. I want to feel abundant. I don't want to feel like I have to always be like, oh, I have to think about, you know, $2 for the locker and I have to think about this. I love everything just easy. So I didn't love my Centre Parks experience. I feel bad for saying it. But, you know, just again, how I want things to be in my business and lessons from that for me. But apart from that, we had so many cool experiences. Oh, one last thing. This is really, 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 really key. So we went to Lapland. We went to see Father Christmas, right? Amazing experience seeing Santa. We go to this reindeer farm. They take us on a sled ride, like with reindeer. We go into the forest. We go into this beautiful little cabin. And then there's Santa in there. And it was, the kids were just like, oh my God, it's real Santa. Here's the thing though. They did not have a professional photographer there. So we were all in our full-on snow gear, having to get out our phones. Our hands are frozen, like not good light in there. None of us could be really present in that experience. I would have paid anything for a professional photographer there because I would have loved to just experience that with my own eyes. Contrast that, we went to another place where we got to see Mrs. Claus. Oh my gosh, she was amazing. And so at first I was thinking, there's only like 6 families in front of us. Why is it taking so long? And then I got in there and I realized it was just such this beautiful curated experience where Mrs. Claus was sitting there. She was knitting. It was just this beautiful room. She was very unhurried. She asked us all questions. It was all beautiful. And then we sat down and we got a professional photo. And I love the photo's beautiful, but we could all just be present together, you know? And I just think sometimes there's so many lessons in that, right? Of like, be convenient for people, offer, you know, if like it costs a lot of money to go see Santa at this reindeer farm, but like they just could have had a professional photographer there, you know, even if they were like, didn't even do printouts or anything like that. But it's like, we would have paid anything to be able to experience that in a different way and have more presence. Does that make sense? Whereas the Mrs. Claus experience, it was like an expensive photo, but it was so worth it. Because we got to be present with it. So anyway, they were some of my experiences from going to places in Europe, good and bad. I would love to hear from you. What did you get out of that? What little ideas have you sparked off? But also, what cool things have you seen around the world that have sparked off business ideas for you? Good question. Okay, I've got one final thought for you after this break.
Hi, I'm Joebi Sujima. I'm a Brit living in the rice paddies in Japan, and I run the Wonder Mum Success Club, helping mums to be more productive and build their business around their family. I've been a huge DT fan for years, and one of my big aha moments was reading her first book, when I realised I could use the same baby step approach to upgrades that I use with productivity. That is to say, I don't need to refit the entire kitchen. I can start with just buying a few nice plates. Or I don't have to buy a whole wardrobe of clothes. I can replace the saggy old grey knickers. It's totally doable, even if you're just starting out on your money journey. So my family now call these mini upgrades, and they are all on board and love it too.
Okay. Oh my God. My final thought is a quote from Walt Disney. Oh my God. I love this one. He says, "There is no magic in magic. It's all in the details." Oh my God. That one is just so profound. There's no magic in magic. It's all in the details. And when I think, I went to a few other, like some weird janky theme parks in England. I'm not going to name them. And the difference between those parks and Disney, completely different. You know, there were some parks we went to and I was like, they really need to paint that wall, or, oh, look at the rubbish there. And when you go to Disney, everything is impeccable. Everything is perfect, but they do it like that on purpose. It's curated. It doesn't just happen by accident. There's no magic in magic. It's all in the details. That for me is everything. You know, you think about your business, think about what sort of experiences you want to create for your clients. It doesn't just happen. You create it. You create it with those little details that make people feel seen and heard and made to feel special. Yeah, that's really fascinating, isn't it? There's no magic in magic. It's all in the details. Ah, all right. Well, I hope you have a magical day. And I can't wait to hear from you about your experiences traveling and what cool things you have seen and maybe what bad things. I love hearing the bad reviews too. Please tell me the worst things that you've seen. I'm on social media at DeniseDT. Share this episode and let me know, yeah, what cool things you've seen. All right. See you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Chill and Prosper. Tell your friends to chill and prosper. Review and subscribe. We hope you had a very good time.